Hello, and welcome to the Real San Diego podcast, where I interview inspiring and interesting people, dive into hot topics in communities around San Diego, and more. I'm your host, Cece Summerfield, and this week I'm talking with Carter Moss, who is not only the pastor for New Break Church in Ocean Beach, but also an inspirational person in general. Carter shares his journey from a young college student finding his faith to becoming the pastor he is today, and his passion for creating community. Cece Summerfield here today with Carter Moss of New Break Church. And he was gracious enough to meet me here in the middle of this beautiful, lovely, hot afternoon. I gotta say, I'm hot. To talk a little bit about the community outreach that you do with New Break Church here in Ocean Beach. You're such an integral part of our community.
Thanks.
And have been for the last couple of years at this point.
Yeah.
So let's start, before we get into what New Break Church does and what you're doing with community outreach.
Sure.
Where are you from? How'd you get here?
Yeah.
You know, because everybody seems to come from somewhere else.
Oh, right?
So tell me a little bit about yourself and your family. And
I grew up in Iowa. So, and went to college there, Iowa State University, and met my wife there at University of Iowa. So we're rivals, but, so we got married and, I was doing software. So that's what I always wanted to do. That's what I got a degree in, computer science. And, I got to work on different kinds of software, actually Bible software for a little while. So it was a way to combine a couple of passions, but and then that job moved us to Chicago, and that's really where we spent kind of 14 years, mostly raising the kids all the way to about that age.
You were working in the software business at that point.
So doing that. And then kind of halfway through is where I kind of made the switch into being pastor, which we can talk about in a minute, but so did that. And then, just kind of finished up there basically and looking where we wanted to go next and found our way out here.
So you have three kids. I must have four, but I think it was somewhere around there. And they're pretty much grown at this point, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're all kind of now. Our youngest just graduated high school a week ago. So and then my oldest just finished master's at college, but they'll all three end up, they're all at Grand Canyon University in Phoenix. So
not too far away.
Yeah. So two boys and a daughter. So oldest got married during COVID. So
congratulations on that too.
So that was cool. And my daughter will be a senior there while my son will be a freshman there. And so I'm glad, not too far away, but they all love it.
Right,
it's a great
spot.
And, you know, two of them worked at Lighthouse Ice Cream in OB.
They did.
One of them worked at Raglan. My youngest son's working on Mission Bay on some of the docks now. So it's
that's
cool.
Fun.
So they've all gotten to plug in here too.
That's really cool. They just became, you know, were able to move, I think, at a point when they're in high school, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of a hard age for high schoolers.
Yeah.
But that's, it seems like they've had a pretty good time moving out here, and you guys have had a good time and become super part of the community and well known.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember, to be honest, before you got here, I don't remember New Break Church, but once you were here, you've done a lot of outreach, starting with when we met at one of the networking groups that we had. And you just really got out there and started developing relationships with everybody. So talk about your family. Beyond your passion for community outreach, what other hobbies do you have and what do you do?
Yeah, I think, being out here, definitely beach volleyball. So I haven't quite learned surfing yet. I've tried, but love playing beach volleyball. Try to do once or twice a week. So a lot of that, a little bit of golf. Love going to concerts for sure. So.
I know you're a big music fan.
Yeah.
And I think I know who your favorite band is, but tell me.
Pearl Jam.
I knew it.
You did?
I knew it.
You got to see them here in San Diego a couple months ago.
Because you would post about music quite a bit. And you also are pretty passionate about sport, one of the sports.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it's like basketball or baseball, one of the two.
A lot of basketball, a lot of football.
You have some teams that you're really rooting for.
Yeah, so I was thankful to be in a city where there's a lot of that going on, a lot of sports and music, just entertainment.
Oh my gosh, there's a never-ending list of stuff to do in San Diego.
Right?
I swear, if you wanted to be busy every day of the week, San Diego's definitely the place you could be.
Yeah,
for sure. And so, tell me about the three most. We're going to get into what New Break Church is doing, what your current projects are, what projects you've taken on in the last year through COVID and stuff regarding the community.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We, I just wanted to be a church that helps. I think back in the old times when you built a brand new settlers town, a church is one of the first things you put up because they were helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that that's how people view them now. So I want to get back to actually adds value
grassroots
to the community. And so that's what we've tried to do. So yeah, a lot of partnering with, like OB Elementary School, cause we're a couple blocks away. We just finished remodeling the teacher's lounge. So we did that whole thing.
I'm sure those teachers are so grateful. Yeah,
it was so cool.
That school, I don't know if you know, is one of the oldest schools in San Diego, I believe. I mean, don't quote me on my facts, but I'm pretty sure. I remember, having had kids gone there and having been very involved with the teacher community and the parent community there while we were there.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they were very grateful to have
an older space. And yeah, so we try to do probably, a couple events there. Plus we donate backpacks as we've talked about on before. And yeah, so anything kind of teachers need. And then a lot of the local businesses just try to partner. Hey, what can we do to help you? We've done a lot with Dirty Birds. Now we're trying to help out OB Meat Company in some ways.
You've had them cater a couple of events and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's been great. I know that they, for those of you who don't know out there, their business has started like right as the shutdown happened, they were starting construction on their business. I'm sorry, we might have to do an OB pause here because it is a little on the loud side, I haven't heard a plane all day, and then all of a sudden I hear this one.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
So anyways, back to it. OB Meat Company started right as the pandemic hit, and they've been trying to keep it, keep it going, coming out of the pandemic, and they've got a really good selection of charcuterie boards and also smoked meats. And sandwiches and stuff like that. So, fun place to get catered from.
Yeah.
For sure.
And we encourage people to do like a barbecue challenge over the summer because we know relationships are built around the table with food. Yeah. So we said, all right, here's your challenge. Take home we give out free bottle of barbecue sauce.
Nice.
And this year, a free dry rub from OB Meat Company. And
that's great.
Like, take one home, invite people that you don't normally eat with. So maybe you'll meet new neighbors or coworkers or
the best community networker ever.
So we're send us a photo or a story of how it went, and then we'll put you in a raffle to get a gift card to OB Meat, buy your food from there. So trying to find ways to support like that. And then we do a lot with the OB Main Street, all their events, OB Town Council,
and you guys are
even
very
the lifeguard
there.
The
lifeguards. Yeah. So what do you do with the lifeguard?
They have an older building too. So I wish we could do more there. You kind of have to go through some hoops with the city because it's certainly a government thing. But they needed all new lockers for everybody.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And they're like, as long as you build them off site, then you can do it. So we did that, built them all, came and installed it and did some of that. And the police station, we've helped do a bunch of painting. I always end up painting. It's funny.
You do a lot of
painting. That's not a strength of mine, but just as we keep asking what people's needs are, I'm like, well, good. I feel like our strength is we can organize volunteers. And so we come in and do that. Anyway, so we did that police station, washed all their vehicles.
Wow.
Then the cafe at the end of the pier, that was one of our first years here. Mm-hmm. He really needed all remodel, repaint. So kind of made friends and did that. So yeah, it's really just trying to lead with that question of, what do you need? What can we help with?
And then,
hopefully just bring value to the town.
You're definitely bringing value to the town. I mean, beautification projects alone, but just also let's go back to the backpack drive. That's one of my favorite events that you guys do. We have a very diverse community of students here in OB, from all different backgrounds.
Yeah.
And so it's really important to support their learning.
Yeah.
And I think the best thing for the start of school is to have a fresh backpack full of really cool stuff to go to school with.
Yeah.
I mean, what kid wouldn't feel good about that?
Right. Absolutely.
So you guys take it upon yourselves to do this backpack drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. It's been fun. And, it's a cool way to involve people. I mean, obviously we could just hand them a check too, but I think part of what's cool is people love to shop and pick them out.
Yeah.
We get different ones for boys, girls. Then over the years now it's grown into, everyone hears about how the teachers are always having to spend money out of their own pocket
for
supplies. So we've asked them, well, what do you most need in your classrooms? Mm-hmm. While we're at it, let's ask people to also donate. It's like lots of wipes and paper towels and markers and erasers. So, some school supplies for kids, but then even more so like teacher supplies.
For the teacher supplies. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I got to ask you, did you always want to be a pastor, or is this something that kind of fell in your lap? How did that work out?
Yeah, kind of interesting, right? It's like, I grew up in kind of Catholic school and all of that. And I'll admit I kind of thought about it back then, but then I really got excited about computers, about software design and, not to sound too old, back when computers were catching on and everyone's getting them, but,
before the internet, you mean?
So I went to college for that, but it's cool. I think it was always the back of my head. And then actually in college, which is an age a lot of people kind of walk away from their faith.
Yes.
I was actually kind of grow closer toward mine. Like, actually became more real for me, personal. Mm-hmm. Especially by the time I graduated, I thought, I wonder if I want to do something more faith-based. But, you know, for a little while, I thought, well, let me use my degree, pay off my loans to my parents,
right,
and some of that.
Because you went to school for this?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What do you feel like was the most influential point where you were like, wow, faith really means a lot to me? Like,
yeah.
What was there a moment in time that where you just it clicked for you? Or
I would say in college, being around people where I'd say it kind of moved from religion to relationships.
Got it.
I think for a lot of people, for me growing up, it's kind of religion, go through the motions. Mm-hmm. Once I realized, we would say you could kind of be in relationship with God and kind of, you know, mm-hmm. be yourself, be real,
right.
and that He wants
right.
to be involved in all the details of your life. Like, yes. that's where this really
hit for
clicked.
You.
Yeah, that it wasn't, you know, I had only learned pre-memorized prayers, pre-written,
gotcha.
Which I appreciate. But then learning that it can just be a conversation, and just talk and listen. This is what I'm speaking on this Sunday. But yeah, so just kind of that idea. So yeah, I think being around people realize, oh, this can be like a, you know, a real life thing, a relevant. It's not, I always tell people, it's not meant to just be an hour on a Sunday. You know,
right.
let your faith flow through your work, your hobbies,
right?
How you treat people, how you spend your money.
Yeah.
Let it like affect every area of your life. So
yeah.
I think that's the journey. Like, I'm not
Definitely.
100% where I live it out 100% of the time.
Are
but,
any of
you
us?
You know, right?
I
yeah.
mean,
yeah.
It's
right?
a discipline
so,
too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a way of living, obviously, as you said, and it's a discipline to live your best self,
yeah.
you know, or be your best self.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
that means to you.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Right?
yeah.
So were there any influential people that really like, helped you kind of see that?
Or? Yeah. Yeah, I would say when we moved to Chicago, met mm-hmm. a guy younger than me, a guy named Eric. And yeah, he worked at the church and really just kind of started investing in me. We hung out. It was mm-hmm. a super fun friendship, became like best friend. But also, that's basically a trained pastoring. I didn't go to school for it.
Uh-huh.
Just learned in-house, as we would say. So I just kind of...
Sometimes that's the best way.
Yeah,
as
right? Just kind of learn on the job, kind of in-house.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I just kind of shadowed him doing a lot. And then the other would be kind of halfway through my time in Chicago, we brought over a family our church did from Australia
oh, wow.
to just help us do some things. And he's where I really learned about how to care about the neighborhood, invest in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I found him a home in our little subdivision, and we started like little sports leagues there.
That's
and
so cool.
clothing drives and holiday
that
events.
So, cool.
so he really helped me learn and understand kind of community involvement idea. And that's what made me passionate. So by the time I got to OB, you know, I was
you
like, man,
had
what if you
could
start a church from the start of like, rather than just spread the word through just kind of marketing, do it through like, let's just get known for
get
what we do
out.
And how
yeah.
we serve.
Get out
so,
in the,
yeah.
and serve the community. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
So there's other locations that are Newbreak. So
yep.
does that mean that when you came, you were the one that founded the Ocean Beach
yeah,
Newbreak
yep,
Church?
Yep, yeah. Yeah. They kind of had just got it going on like a Saturday night, and, but we're looking for someone more permanent to get it going on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I came in and started that 8 years ago
Perfect.
Now. And this is such a great town to do it in because it already has a lot
passionate.
Of the values we have of people, community, sharing, generosity, right? Caring about.
Yes,
the
care
earth
about
and
each
all
other.
That. So
yeah.
when I came in, I'm like, well, we don't need to just start a bunch of events. Although we do a few, like an open mic night or family movie nights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, let's plug into everything already going on like this.
I heard you guys have some great youth groups too, like the younger crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So we do for teenagers and now we got a college one going as
oh,
well.
Oh, that's
so,
amazing.
Yeah. yeah. A lot of college students that come over.
Yeah.
So.
And you can inspire more like when you were that age.
Yeah.
So, like you said, get away from just the thought of like going on Sunday and having religion, but actually having God in your life. Right.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I've heard you speak in groups and we've been mutually involved in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And every time I hear you speak, I got to be honest, Carter, I don't go to church. You know that. My church is the water.
Yeah.
Like, I go out and surf on Sundays.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way I am. But it doesn't mean that I'm not faithful in some way or another, you know.
Yeah.
But I always get something from every time you speak.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, how do you come up with this great content?
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. Some days I feel like I don't have any fresh ideas. But yeah, I would say, I do read a lot. And for me, just very passionate about, I want to take like basically principles out of the Bible and just make them very relevant, everyday, accessible.
Yep.
think I would argue that's how Jesus did it. Because, I mean, if you read through the Bible, it was a lot of just storytelling.
It wasn't
a lot of, let me teach you all the history of this. It's, hey, let me tell you about a couple farmers and how it went. You know, so I think part of it is, honestly, and I really value, I'm on staff with a lot of people who went through Bible college, seminary, had the training.
Yep.
They bring a lot to the table. I think what I bring then is, since I didn't have that, I don't want to lose this. I just want to be able to speak to the common person, to someone that say, I know nothing about it. So I think that's part of it, is I want to take themes from Bible, like, you know, hope and forgiveness or grace, compassion. And how do you speak it to kind of every day? So I think that's what drives a lot of
it's
the content.
Real life, it's street just, smarts.
Yeah.
Everything.
Right? Exactly.
You know, you got that going on for you for sure.
Thanks. Yeah.
And we live in such a diverse community. So I'm sure you get a chance to really get out there and see all that.
Yeah.
Think about what you want to talk about, what's going to really get to people's hearts. So I brought you here today because you are an inspiration in our community, and the amount of outreach you do and the lives that you touch. My first experience was when I was involved with the PTA at Obie Elementary. And you guys helped us with, again, the school backpack drive, but you've always helped us with our fundraising events. I should say helped me back in the day when I was back involved, but I'm sure you're still there doing, you know, helping them with the fundraising events and some really fun events too. Like we just used to do the fall festival and you had all these carnival games we bring out for the kids. That was so much fun. There's probably something in the spring that we did together too. But you guys have always been great about providing help to us for those events. So really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So tell me a little bit more about, like, what projects you're going to be doing for the rest of the year. What do you got, anything big coming up in the,
the
rest of the year?
We're hoping, one thing we want to do is help. There's a lot of families of kids with special needs, kids on the spectrum, kids on all sorts of things. I never realized, I heard the stat, it's less than maybe 5% of churches in this country aren't even equipped. Like, if a family wanted to bring their kid, there's nothing that can, like, to help, like, help sensory them. Rooms or volunteers know how to do it. We said, well, we want to help do that. It's going to be big to figure out how, but we started raising a little bit of money. We're going to start by building, like, a playground on our property, because we also have a preschool that meets there every day. So we can share it preschool Sundays and all that. That's more of like a sensory outdoor playground, and then start to have some rooms inside for kids who need that. And then volunteers that are trained how to handle, you know, how that to really just love on them in the ways that they need it. So it'll be a good learning curve for me. I'm not an expert in it, but we're getting input from people who are, which is great. That's one. And then,
I love that.
You know, we're just always kind of asking what Obie Main Street needs, and, you know, always looking to do different, just different projects around here. And, you know, I've really wanted to figure out, I was talking to, one of the businesses here, I'll wait till they fully release it, decide to do it. But they had this idea of like a once a month, like a neighborhood dinner.
And kind of invite the
community.
That.
And they're like, would you partner? Because, you know, we can bring a lot of the supplies. And I'm like,
that's a great
idea. I've always wanted to start that. So we'll see. So I'm hoping to get, you know, that stuff off the ground too.
We'll have to talk later about that.
I
love that idea. I think it's a really good idea. And I think you could definitely get some help from different people in the community. So it's not always left on somebody's shoulders, right?
So
awesome. So just one last couple last questions for you. If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be?
Oh man, that's a big one. I guess I would say, someone who just made faith, real and authentic. I really want to help people think different about church and about God and the Bible than they did. So, but also, wherever he lived, he left it sort of better place than you found it, kind of thing. Because I think we live in such a transient culture that people don't often think about where they live beyond home value. They're not thinking about, although the more they make their town better, they're helping their house value,
that's
as we know, right? But you know, I just want to help people learn, like, you know, to really care about where you live. And whether you live there for 3 years, like many of our military families, or you get to be there for decades, like, you know, make it a better place too.
I think you already got it nailed, to be honest, Carter. And I think you're, like, speaking to your military families, they're always going to remember their time here. I mean, that's going to be something that's just in their mind. They're going to talk to their kids, their grandkids about it. Like, I remember when I lived there. And that's kind of the way OB is.
Yeah,
you know, people always have, like, one little, maybe it's a minute of experience in OB in their life, but they always remember their experience here. And
so
that's, I think you hit it you know, hit this community, the right community to come in and be part of the community, because we do have such strong community connections.
Lots of roots here. Yeah. I love that about this. So it's funny. It speaks to, cause some days I walk around and, you know, I laugh thinking like, I live in a circus town. I'll see a guy with a snake on his neck and I think, God, this is your sense of humor. I'm an Iowa boy that landed here.
Yes.
But you know what I love though? I mean, what's so cool here is it is a small town, right?
Yeah.
A local hardware store, local haircut, and you just run into everybody you know. And I'm like, so God let me be in like small rural town, but in the middle of a really cool city, as we said earlier, with a lot going on. So
a little bubble.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that's what my wife and I love it here too, is it actually is small town feel. Yeah. It's just so cool.
Yep. Yeah.
And by the beach, which isn't bad either.
Yeah, so, exactly. The beach isn't bad.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful summer day out today and we're all enjoying it. And I heard somebody from like, I don't know, Midwest or something. It's like, oh, it's like 100 degrees out there.
It's right. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, so this must be so cool to you.
Right? Oh, yeah. Always 70s here. Yeah.
Somewhere in the 70s. Yeah. Floating along. And the water's like 68 right now, too. So make sure you get in the water.
Yeah.
So where can viewers and listeners find you online? And like, how do they, you know, if they wanted to maybe check you out.
Yeah, totally.
Check out what's going on there.
Yeah, you can look. I'm on, you know, Facebook and Instagram. Luckily, there's not a lot of Carter Mosses. So if you search, you'll see Carter Moss on both of them. And otherwise, our church one, it's newbreak.church. And then /OB is the OB specific one. But
cool.
And just some different videos and different things up there too. And so,
you got one of your, I love OB shirts. Thanks. I love my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Love thy neighborhood.
Yeah. Love thy neighborhood. This is a map of OB. So, you know, those from OB recognize it.
And, that's so cool.
Yeah. So we're selling these today at the booth. We've been giving them out to people. I like coming up with ideas or things that like everybody would want, not just people from
that's
the church.
Definitely.
So we had our little VW bus logo for a while. This is kind of our newest idea. Whatever creative people around me who can actually do it. But
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for coming on today.
You're welcome. It was great.
And your booth is right up that way?
Right up Newport. Yeah. Okay. Almost right at the start. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So anybody's listening or watching there, head up to see Carter, grab a t-shirt.
I'll sign it for you.
All right. Well, thanks.
Awesome.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Susie. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Kim.